Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Springfest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. It's a final from Kauffman Stadium. Excuse me. I'm kind of scatterbrained right now. I just have two thoughts running through my mind, and I'm having a tough time shaking them, having a tough time focusing. Let me give the phone number right out of the gate. Phone number is always is, well, the same as our text line number. So if you as well are having a difficult time finding the right words after this loss, well, maybe a text is a better idea. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line is 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. 5-0 the final score. Royals lose. They drop the opener to Pittsburgh, and they're shut out for the 14th time this season. Yeah, I got two things to say. I don't know where this show's going to go. You guys can take it wherever you want. Royals now 51 games below 500. I got two things to say. Number one, they better win tomorrow. I said it after Brady Singer's most recent start. Said it after Cole Reagan's most recent start. You got to win when those two guys are on the hill. Because when you lose a Brady Singer start like you did his last outing, when you lose a start of Brady Singer's, you start to get that feeling as if, oh boy, things are going to spiral and could spiral quickly. Brady Singer's now having his next start skipped because of fatigue. Cole Reagans is on the mound tomorrow. They don't win tomorrow. Not only will that be 5 straight losses, but that likely has you staring down the barrel of a 7, 8, 9, 10-game losing streak. So the first thing I want to say after this 2-hit performance from the Royals offense, you better take care of Cole Reagans tomorrow, or else to lose 112 games, you better win tomorrow, or else 112 losses might be optimistic. Again, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. I'm trying, because there is no need to get agitated. I have no reason to be agitated after this 5-0 loss. Pittsburgh with 12 hits, Royals with 2. The second thing I want to say is this, and really it's more of a question than it is a statement. And the question is, this was just one game, right? I understand that's normally my role, is to serve as therapist, your baseball therapist on your way home. And if you were one of the 11,000 in the building tonight, dial me up, let me know. I mean, a beautiful night, beautiful ballpark, anything but a beautiful baseball game. But I'm hopeful you enjoyed your night. Hopeful you enjoyed Kauffman Stadium here on this, again, beautiful Monday night. But this was just one game, right? I need you to reassure me that this was only one game. That this performance that we saw tonight is not indicative of what we're going to see over the final month of the regular season. Now, I'm very confident that this is just one game. It's going to happen. Hey, that Johan Oviedo was on one tonight. Sure, he came into the game with 13 losses, second most in Major League Baseball, only second to Jordan Lyles. Sure, he had 13 losses and an ERA near 5. Yeah, he threw a complete game two-hitter. I understand that. But this isn't the type of performance that we're going to see from the Royals over the final 29 games, right? Question mark? Please tell me that this was just one game. Because my pregame conversation, if you listen to the On Deck show, the biggest storyline I thought coming into the game tonight, what I started the pregame show with, was who's a pro? You have no inertia behind you as a ball club. The only thing you have to look forward to is the offseason. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no postseason possibility. You're losing 100 games no matter what you do. Most of these guys are playing the longest baseball season, high-level baseball season of their life. Mike Hell and Massey, Nelson Velasquez and Drew Waters. Kyle Isbell's been healthy more for a full big league season, more this year than he ever has before. Now, I understand these guys are starting to wear down the stretch. Everyone is wearing down the stretch. But a majority of teams have that carrot to chase after, that postseason possibility, that division title, that what, individual statistics. I guess we could point to a few guys that maybe have numbers to strive for. But who's a pro? That was my question coming into this game, coming into this homestand. You're 50 games below 500 entering the homestand. Who's a professional? Who's going to go out there and earn the money? Because sure, I understand. Yeah, the Royals have it tough. It's you're playing in front of 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. The city's ready for Patrick Mahomes. Shoot, some of you are probably ready for fantasy football. And when I say you, I mean the players inside the clubhouse. You're probably ready for fantasy football, ready for the NFL season. Now, I know a lot of them are still fighting to find their footing in the big leagues. They're fighting for a job in 2024. I understand that. But you're trying to match the energy level. You're trying to match the body language, to be quite honest, of a Pittsburgh team that's 14 games better than you. And then Boston, who's fighting for a playoff spot. And then the White Sox, who are trying to save face. No, you don't have a lot of the advantages that the other teams do. So who's going to step up and say, you know what? Not only do I love the game, that I'm just going to continue to persevere, continue to fight, continue to bring that energy and that type of effort that it takes to succeed at the big league level. Who's a pro? That's what I wanted to know. We all know Salvi's a pro. I'm not even going to allow that to be a question. Mentioned earlier today that it appears that Bobby Witt Jr. has learned a lot from Salvador Perez as far as showing up every day with the same energy, same effort, same enthusiasm. But who else? Show me something. This is where you earn the contract. This is where you earn the money. It's easy to play professional baseball. I got to imagine you've been dreaming your whole life of being here. Nobody dreams about being on a team 51 games below 500 with 29 to play. A smattering of people in the building. Not much interest from around the city. No one dreams of that. And yet, it's still your dream. It's still big league baseball. Who's going to be a pro? And then they come out and get two hits. It's just one game, though, right? I mean, I really believe it's just one game. There's nothing to worry about. This is not what we're going to see tomorrow. This is not what we're going to see in the finale on Wednesday. But there is some doubt. There is some worry in there. And I'm wondering if you can help snuff out that worry. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Lee's Summit. Guy, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, Josh, I love the way you're starting the show. This is right down what I wanted to talk about. I just came from the game. I'll tip my hat to Aviato because it's rare that I ever see a complete game shut out by either team. By the ninth inning, I said, you know what? I'm going to cheer for this dude because we're not going to win this one. You're right. It's just one game. But what I want to do is plant a seed to the players. Before tonight's game, like you said, 50 games under 500. The Royals' worst year was 05. 56-106, that's 50 games under 500. So they got to play 500 ball, just a hair over 500 ball the rest of the year to not be the worst team in Royals history. Guys, you can do it. I know you can. You can do it. You can get another little five-game winning streak going here, four-game here. They can have a good September. I'm pushing for them. It's funny. There's always something to play for. When you love baseball like we all do, they call your show. I'm pushing for it. I've got two more games to go out there in September. I'm just cheering. I'm watching every day. Come on, beat that record. If you lose 104, 103, I'll save some face because I wanted a 72 and 90 year, and I'm not going to get it. But you know what? Tonight was a tough one to be out there. But my hat's off to a guy that pitches a complete game shutout. And that's all I got to say, Josh.
Guy, that's a terrific phone call. I appreciate it. Yeah, 15 and 14 down the stretch is what we need from the boys for them to avoid setting a new franchise record. Right? 15 and 14. Yeah, puts you at 106. 106 losses, which would match the 2005 team. Now, Guy, by the way, man, if you get in the ballpark early enough, swing by Craft and Draft. I'd love to say hi. Love to thank you for listening. Love to thank you for calling in, especially after a game like this. Royals shut out at home, opening up a 9-game homestand. They get blanked by the Pirates. 5-0, the final score. Johan Oviedo, as Guy lays out, a complete game shutout. Two hits. Royals never touched second base in this game. Bobby Witt had a walk in the first inning. MJ had a single in the third. Drew Waters had a leadoff single in the fifth. MJ Melendez, a one-out walk in the sixth. And that's it. Four base runners. That's your ball game. Yeah, credit to the 25-year-old right-hander. Yeah, credit to Oviedo. Appreciate you brought that up. Glad that you brought it up. He deserves it. And that's about it. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces, like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
5-0, the final score. Royals shutout at home by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Remember the 7-game winning streak? Yeah, me too. Royals have dropped 17 of 21 since that season-high 7-game winning streak. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. It's also our text line number, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 620, Vern, did you say the Royals never touched second base? Sounds like me in high school. From the 913, Vern, the weather was gorgeous, but we left the game ticked off. We've been hanging in there with them this whole season. Heck, the last 8 years. But games like this just make me mad that I spent money to be there. From the 816, Vern, I'm agitated. I was at the K tonight. I've attended or watched 90% of Royals games for the last 25 years. And to my surprise, they did not refund us our money as we walked out. Vern, next Thursday, cannot get here soon enough. What's next Thursday? From the 816, Vern, optimistic me, says there's been 4 no-hitters in Major League Baseball this season, and not one of them has been against the Royals. That is optimistic. Tony writes into the text line, Vern, I'm afraid this is what we're going to see more of for the rest of the season, just based on tonight and that just concluded road trip. Yeah, there's going to be more bad than there's going to be good. But we do have Cole Reagans, we do have Brady Singer, so there's a little bit of hope, but unfortunately, this is what it is, signed Tony. Now listen, Tony, I understand that the losses are only going to continue to mount. Right? I've been saying that since May, to be quite honest. Right? Once we all knew that this was a wrap, April, May, whenever you said, all right, it's not in the cards this season. Once you knew you were going to trade Aroldis Chapman, and then you knew you were going to trade Scott Barlow, there was no way the team was going to improve trading away its two best relievers. That wasn't going to happen. So I'm not surprised that they are careening towards 112 losses this season. What I mean when I say, tell me this is just one game. Didn't this game go by quickly? Didn't this game just lack all life and energy? Now, sure. Whenever you lose, whenever you get shut out, it seems as if a team's lifeless. It's an empty ballpark. It's always going to feel lifeless, sure. But this just never felt like a competitive game. That's what I mean. Because that spits in the face of what this team's been a majority of the season. Sure, they've been losers, right? Wins and losses, they've come out on the losing end more times than not, but always felt like they were fighting. Credit to Oviedo, no doubt. Just didn't feel that fight tonight. So that's why I ask, this is just one game, right? We're not concerned that this is going to get putrid down the stretch, like embarrassing down the stretch. I know the record's embarrassing, but the play, to me, hasn't been embarrassing. But if this continues, yeah, that will be a poor showing down the stretch, an embarrassing finish for the 2023 Royals. I think it's just one game, but I'm hoping that you can lend me a little comfort. I'm hoping that you will agree. 913-586-7610. We'll hear from Zach Greinke coming up in a moment, but first, let's go to Independence. Brandon, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals get shut out 5-0. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Yeah. Tonight it kind of felt like they had all the intensity of a nap. You know, I mean, aside from hitting, the pitching, the defense, it was a little shaky at times. It kind of felt like they had zero energy. I'm kind of looking at this lineup tonight. It's like 14 guys who played tonight, the position players and the five pitchers. There's some guys on this team I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, is this guy going to be in baseball in 5 years? You know, because there's some I know are definitely not going to be. But there's some I'm not really all that sure about. And it's just that ain't great because, you know, this weekend they're going to have Ned in town and they're going to have the last two Ned teams, 18 and 19, those weren't great records. But honestly, I think this team, this 2023 team was a better team, had more talent, I mean, than the teams of the 18 and 19. But, you know, other things determine if you win and lose games. And those things have been hitting the Royals pretty hard this year. So thanks. See ya.
Yeah, great call, Brandon. Always nice hearing from you. Let's bring it back to Kansas City. Talk with Steven. You're next up on the postgame show. Steven, go ahead.
Hey, Josh. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. So, Josh, I heard earlier in the radio telecast that you had mentioned who's going to step up. And so I guess a question for you is, and then I have another one after this, if you don't mind. Isn't it built into them, Vern, at this level about stepping up? I mean, seriously, don't you think each and every one of those players looks in the mirror and says, hey, you know what? I'm a major league ball player now, and I need to turn it up a notch here.
No, I don't. I mean, Steven, I'll let you ask your next question, but no, I think they have a lot of guys that are they want to be more confident in their ability, but their performance hasn't allowed them to. I think a lot of these guys are still trying to find their footing in the big leagues to a point to where they when they put their head on the pillow at night, they know they belong. I don't think they got a lot of guys that feel that way.
Okay, well, I know. I appreciate the honesty. And so the second question would be that, you know, but, I mean, what is the answer? I think you and me talked about this a while back. I don't know what the answer is anymore. You know, I talk about it. So you're a general manager and you go out and spend all this money like the Padres and the Mets did and you come up zero. I'm just baffled anymore, and I really feel bad for our team because I love our team, but I just don't know what the answer is anymore, Josh. And
you're asking me? You're asking me what I think the answer is?
Yes, to start winning again.
Boy. Well, Steve and I appreciate the phone call. Man, I wish it was something easy that I could quickly lay out for you here. No, I respect the profession. I respect the position that J.J. Piccolo holds enough that I'm not going to act, especially watching this team 51 games below 500, knowing what he inherited. I'm not going to act as if it's a quick fix, it's an easy fix. The only thing that I can promise you is it's an expensive fix. Expensive monetarily, if you're going to acquire free agents, or expensive via prospect capital if you try and trade. It always begins with pitching, and to me it always begins in the rotation. So the only way things improve is if you get better starting pitching. And that doesn't mean getting rid of the guys that you currently have. And we discussed that this weekend. Everyone wants to run Jordan Lyles out of town. And okay, I'm not going to defend his performance. Just because I know it agitates you, I will continue to say that he's earned every cent of his contract this year. But Jordan Lyles isn't the issue. The issue is that you don't have three pitchers better than Jordan Lyles. Now, that's what needs to improve. It's not that Jordan Lyles needs to be cut or DFA'd or whatever. No, you need to bring in people that force him into a competition to get into that rotation. Right now, when you look to 2024, no, he's got a spot. You need to get into a position where you show up to spring training next year. Okay, Brady Singer feels comfortable that he's in the rotation. Cole Reagans feels comfortable that he's in the rotation. But everybody else is battling. That's what you want. Well, you want them all battling for the four or five spots in the rotation because you have Singer, you have Reagans, and then you have someone else that can lead the way. A guy that everyone knows, he's getting the ball on opening day. He's taking the ball game one of the ALDS. So it begins there. And then you need consistent bats. You probably need a better defensive outfield. Certainly need a better bullpen. Personally, I don't think it can be turned around in 1 year. You got to be better next year. You got to be more competitive next season. You're 51 below. Again, 50 and 112 right now is what you're pacing for. Worst record in franchise history. Now, you need to improve next year. But I also got to be realistic. I don't think they're going to improve by 35 games. Right? So they're still going to be a losing team next year. You just don't want them to be dead freaking last all year. So it begins with pitching, but I mean, to go back to what Brandon said, I mean, you look at the guys that played tonight, how many of them are in the big leagues in 5 years? I don't even want to do it, but Bobby for sure. I don't know how old Tucker Davidson is, but he's throwing from the left side. Maybe Tucker Davidson, I don't know. Kyle Isbell's glove should keep him around. You know, MJ Melendez's bats and power. MJ, since the All-Star break, 40 games now, has an OPS of 831. He's batting 287 since the break. Michael, like everybody had a rough night. Massey, Velasquez, 0 for 3. Drew Waters, 1 for 3. Waters singles in the fifth inning. Waters has an OPS of 759 since the All-Star break. So, Steven, I wish it was easy. I wish I had, here's what I would do. Boom, 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 boom. There's a lot of work to do. I know it's not fair to say this, but I know I mentioned it earlier today on the on Fesco in the Morning. This sport's about consistency. They're all talented. You don't get to the big leagues without talent. You don't get to the big leagues without doing something extraordinary. Whether it's your glove, it's your arm, it's your fastball, it's your slider, it's your it's your defense, it's your bat, it's your power. You do something better than 98.9% of the world. That's how you get here. But can you do that consistently? And that might only make you a platoon player. Now, can you do multiple things to help your team win on a consistent basis? Sounds simple. Not many guys can do it, right? That's why not many guys play 10 years in the big leagues. But it comes down to consistency. And right now, when I look at this 26-man roster, I see consistency when I watch Brady Singer. Small sample size, but I'll say Cole Reagans. I see consistency in the career of Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr. I've seen consistency in the rookie campaign of Michael Garcia and Freddie Fermin. You want to throw Vinny Pasquantino in there? I'm with you. Let's do it. So that's 5 hitters and 2 pitchers, 7 players total, 26-man roster. Yeah. I'm not saying you need to replace the other 19. but you got 19 question marks. Most teams, I would say, have somewhere between 4 and 7 question marks going into a season. So somehow J.J. Piccolo needs to turn a dozen question marks into exclamation points. It's going to take a while to do that, in my opinion. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals get shut out by the Pirates, 5-0. Your final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Now one.
Join us for 610 Day at the K, Tuesday, August 29th, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
5-0, the final score. Royals drop the opener to the Pirates. Game 2 tomorrow, Game 3 Wednesday night, both games starting at 7:10. I'll have the on-deck show live from Craft and Draft with your chance to win Royals tickets. I got tickets to see the Astros come to town. Justin Verlander's going to start, at least it lines up, that Verlander's going to start the opener Friday night, fireworks Friday. I got 2 tickets to the game. I'll give them away tomorrow and on Wednesday, but you got to listen to the on-deck show beginning at 6 o'clock and take your shot at the pitch clock. I've had too many losers lately. I'm hoping to get a winner tomorrow. I'll try to make the question nice and easy. So be listening tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Again, Royals lose 5-0. They are shut out by the Pirates. What do you know, Zach Greinke on the hill. He gets no run support. Greinke winless in his last 17 outings. Hasn't won since May 3rd. Since that afternoon game in Baltimore, he's 0-9 with an ERA north of 5. Let's hear what the future Hall of Famer Zach Greinke had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
It wasn't a very sharp game, pretty much. Stuff wasn't that good. And then just the game wasn't that good all the way around.
A couple of three ball counts, which you usually don't get to. Is that to speak to the command?
Yeah, playing on commanding really good today and not worrying about the stuff so much. And I guess you got to aim more for corners when you do that. And just was throwing a lot of balls. So had to switch that up the second half of the game. And just kind of just throw the best stuff and let them hit it more, and that worked a little bit better.
When you say switch it up, what do you mean by that? I guess can you elaborate a little?
Just the stuff wasn't very sharp and wasn't locating that good early on, so just attacked more.
One of your strikeouts, you got an automatic strike. Has that ever happened to you before? Did you think that might have happened with these new rules that was put in place?
A second time this year. Right now I'll take that. So just especially today, it wasn't the best, sharpest game.
Yeah, only
physically right now?
Healthy, wasn't crisp today.
Only 2 strikeouts today for Zach Greinke. He's 38 shy of 3,000 for his career. His final line, 4 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 6 hits, a pair of punch-outs, and a pair of walks. Greinke, since the All-Star break, has not gone longer than 5 innings in any of his last 5 appearances. In fact, he's gone longer than 5 twice in the last 3 months. His record is now 1-13. The only man with more losses is his teammate, Jordan Lyles. It's 89 career loss for Zach Greinke, at least with the Royals, his 89th loss in Royal Blue. He's 3 back of Kevin Apier for 4th most in franchise history. Greinke, 5-22 since rejoining the team that drafted him. 5-22 since the start of last season. Hey, want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season long. Let's dive back into the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Henry from Topeka. Vern, is Daniel Lynch going to make any more starts this year, or is he on the shelf? I believe he's going to throw a bullpen tomorrow, and that will dictate whether or not we see him again. Personally, now, who cares what I want? If Daniel wants to throw, man, I'm cheering him on. I'm rooting for him. But personally, man, just get right and get ready to win a job next year in spring training. This whole year has been a wash for Lynch, right? The shoulder, man, and he was looking good in spring. Shoulder injury knocks him out at the end of spring. He misses the first 2 months, comes back, and he's up and down, and then he just starts to ride that fastball changeup, and we really started to see a consistent, quality big league starting pitcher, and then the shoulder flares up again, and here we are. So personally, man, I just want you ready for 2024, but obviously, the Royals just want him ready for 2024, so they're not going to put him at risk. Not going to run him out there if he's not healthy. So if we see him, I'll be cheering him on. Henry, thanks for listening. Let's go back to the text line. From the 816, Vern, I saw a lot of hustle tonight, and I consider that a win. We tell our Little League players to hustle to first, even on a ground ball to the pitcher. And I always see the Royals do that. And Vern, I consider that a wonderful win. Well, that's nice. Ed in Jefferson City writes in and says, Vern, that's 2 hours and 16 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. All right. Well, at least you'll always be able to say, I was there or I was watching when Johan Oviedo threw his first shutout. So you got that going for you, Ed. From the 515, Vern, I was at the game tonight. Beautiful night. Taylor Hearn's not good, though. And there was probably more fun watching my daughter play on the playground than watching the Royals on the diamond. Okay, that's not bad. I think a lot of people could understand having more fun watching your beautiful daughter enjoy her life. No cares, no worries, no cynicism. Yeah, that sounds like a really good time. I mean, I don't mean to... That may have sounded creepy. I didn't mean it to sound creepy. Well, whatever. Just move on. Let's go back to the text line. Yeah, I'm hearing that. I understand. My bad. From the 816, Gabe at Independence. Vern, Bobby is our favorite player, but you cannot hit like this after the tear that you went on and not fault John Sherman for not handing out a massive contract extension to Bobby Witt Jr. He's too inconsistent. Gabe, I don't know exactly what you're saying there. Yeah, Bobby went 0 for 3, but the Royals had 2 hits. Yeah, Bobby had a bag and a knock yesterday. 0 for 4 on Saturday. Triple and a walk back on Friday. Bobby's sensational. And I asked J.J. Piccolo about the possibility of a contract extension for Bobby Witt, and he pointed to the offseason. You know, those type of conversations are tabled until the offseason. So, no need to crush ownership for not taking care of Bobby Witt Jr. Not yet. Well, let's see where we are opening day of 2025. If it still hasn't happened by then, okay, you can say what you want. Well, you can always say what you want, but you understand what I'm saying. Raj from the Ozarks writes in, Vern, the optimistic fans, they remind me of the old prospectors that kept panning for gold after the run was over and everybody had already left town. I know what you're talking about. Raj, always appreciate you listening. Mike in Omaha writes in, Vern, just tip your cap to the Pirates starting pitcher and move on to tomorrow. That's well said, Mike. Rally Mantis is crying for Zach Greinke. Don't worry about Zach. He's fine. By the way, speaking of Greinke, tonight was his 24th game of the season. Pitched 12 games at home, 12 games on the road. Innings are about the same. I think he has, 6 2/3 more innings at home than he does on the road. So slightly more here at the K. But still, 12 games at home, 12 games on the road. His ERA at home, 3.59. His ERA on the road, 7.15. That's a 3.5 run difference between home and road. Katie on the East Coast is curious why I didn't put Michael Massey on my list of next year consistent ball players. Right, I'm guessing that's what you're talking about. Well, I don't think his bat has been consistent enough. Unfortunately, I don't. I mean, if you've listened to that, and Katie, I know you have. You know how I feel about Michael Massey. I've been cheering for this dude for years now. Love his game. And that's why I hate getting close to these ball players, is because, man, it's just such a difficult sport. And my job is to call a spade a spade. And he just hasn't been consistent enough. Now, it's his first full big league season. Yeah, I'm excited to see what he looks like next year, but no, I can't act as if he's an exclamation point right now. More of a question mark. Katie, always appreciate you listening. Royals lose 5-0. They're now 51 games below 500, but fret not, Cole Reagans is on the hill tomorrow. And Cole, you could just ask Brady Singer what this is like. The whole, we really need you to lead us to victory or else, man, we're staring down the barrel of a double-digit losing streak. Yeah, Brady Singer dealt with that all of last year. Cole, welcome to Kansas City. Buddy, we need you in a big way tomorrow. Cole Reagans takes the hill, game two of this three-game series, 7-10 for the first pitch. It's 6-10 day at the K. Carrington Harrison will throw out our first pitch, and then Garth Brooks will take the mound and throw out the first pitch. Nathan Williams, great job back there. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 6 o'clock. Royals and Pirates from the K. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Take care, Kansas City.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bob-O-Pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Now one.
Join us for 610 Day at the K, Tuesday, August 29th, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
5-0, the final score. Royals drop the opener to the Pirates. Game two tomorrow, game three Wednesday night, both games starting at 7:10. I'll have the On Deck Show live from Craft and Draft with your chance to win Royals tickets. I got tickets to see the Astros come to town. Justin Verlander's going to start, at least it lines up that Verlander's going to start the opener Friday night, fireworks Friday. I got two tickets to the game. I'll give them away tomorrow and on Wednesday, but you got to listen to the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock and take your shot at the pitch clock. I've had too many losers lately. I'm hoping to get a winner tomorrow. I'll try to make the question nice and easy. So be listening tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Again, Royals lose 5-0. They are shut out by the Pirates. What do you know, Zach Greinke on the hill. He gets no run support. Greinke winless in his last 17 outings. He hasn't won since May 3rd. Since that afternoon game in Baltimore, he's 0-9 with an ERA north of 5. Let's hear what the future Hall of Famer Zach Greinke had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
It wasn't a very sharp game, pretty much. Just stuff wasn't that good. And then just the game wasn't that good all the way around.
A couple of three ball counts, which you usually don't get to. Is that to speak to the command?
Yeah, planning on commanding really good today and not worrying about the stuff so much. And I guess you got to aim more for corners when you do that. And just was throwing a lot of balls. So had to switch that up the second half of the game and just kind of just throw the best stuff and let them hit it more. And that worked a little bit better.
When you say switch it up, what do you mean by that? I guess, can you elaborate a little bit?
Just the stuff wasn't very sharp and wasn't locating that good early on, so just attacked more.
One of your strikeouts, you got an automatic strike. Has it ever happened to you before? Did you think that might have happened with these new rules that was put in place?
A second time this year. Right now I'll take that. So. Just especially today wasn't the best, sharpest game.
Yeah, only
physically right now.
Healthy, just wasn't crisp today.
Only 2 strikeouts today for Zach Greinke. He's 38 shy of 3,000 for his career. His final line: 4 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 6 hits, a pair of punch outs, and a pair of walks. Greinke, since the All-Star break, has not gone longer than 5 innings in any of his last 5 appearances. In fact, he's gone longer than 5 twice in the last 3 months. His record is now 1-13. The only man with more losses is his teammate, Jordan Lyles. It's 89th career loss for Zach Greinke, at least with the Royals. His 89th loss in Royal Blue. He's 3 back of Kevin Apier for 4th most in franchise history. Greinke, 5-22 since rejoining the team that drafted him. 5-22 since the start of last season. Hey, want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season long. Let's dive back into the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Henry from Topeka. Vern, is Daniel Lynch going to make any more starts this year, or is he on the shelf? I believe he's going to throw a bullpen tomorrow, and that will dictate whether or not we see him again. Personally, who cares what I want? If Daniel wants to throw, man, I'm cheering him on. I'm rooting for him. But personally, man, just get right and get ready to win a job next year in spring training. This whole year has been a wash for Lynch, right? The shoulder, man, and he was looking good in spring. Shoulder injury knocks him out at the end of spring. He misses the first 2 months, comes back, and he's up and down, and then he just starts to ride that fastball changeup, and we really started to see a consistent, quality big league starting pitcher, and then the shoulder flares up again, and here we are. So personally, man, I just want you ready for 2024, but obviously, the Royals just want him ready for 2024, so they're not going to put him at risk, not going to run him out there if he's not healthy. So if we see him, I'll be cheering him on. Henry, thanks for listening. Let's go back to the text line. From the 816, Vern, I saw a lot of hustle tonight, and I consider that a win. We tell our Little League players to hustle to first, even on a ground ball to the pitcher. And I always see the Royals do that. And Vern, I consider that a wonderful win. Well, that's nice. Ed in Jefferson City writes in and says, Vern, that's 2 hours and 16 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. All right. Well, at least you'll always be able to say, I was there or I was watching when Johan Oviedo threw his first shutout. So you got that going for you, Ed. From the 515, Verna was at the game tonight. Beautiful night. Taylor Hearn's not good, though. And there was probably more fun watching my daughter play on the playground than watching the Royals on the diamond. Okay, that's not bad. I think a lot of people could understand having more fun watching your beautiful daughter enjoy her life. No cares, no worries, no cynicism. Yeah, that sounds like a really good time. I mean, I don't mean to... That may have sounded creepy. I didn't mean it to sound creepy. Well, whatever. Just move on. Let's go back to the text line. Yeah, I'm hearing that. I understand. My bad. From the 816, Gabe at Independence. Vern, Bobby is our favorite player, but you cannot hit like this after the tear that you went on and not fault John Sherman for not handing out a massive contract extension to Bobby Witt Jr. He's too inconsistent. Gabe, I don't know exactly what you're saying there. Yeah, Bobby went 0 for 3, but the Royals had two hits. Yeah, Bobby had a bag and a knock yesterday. 0 for 4 on Saturday, triple and a walk back on Friday. Bobby's sensational. And I asked J.J. Piccolo about the possibility of a contract extension for Bobby Witt, and he pointed to the offseason. You know, those type of conversations are tabled until the offseason. So no need to crush ownership for not taking care of Bobby Witt Jr. Not yet. Well, let's see where we are opening day of 2025. If it still hasn't happened by then, okay, you can say what you want. Well, you can always say what you want, but you understand what I'm saying. Raj from the Ozarks writes in, Vern, the optimistic fans, they remind me of the old prospectors that kept panning for gold after the run was over and everybody had already left town. I know what you're talking about. Raj, always appreciate you listening. Mike in Omaha writes in, Vern, just tip your cap to the Pirates starting pitcher and move on to tomorrow. That's well said, Mike. Rally Mantis is crying for Zach Greinke. Don't worry about Zach. He's fine. By the way, speaking of Greinke, tonight was his 24th game of the season. Pitched 12 games at home, 12 games on the road. Innings are about the same. I think he has, 6 2/3 more innings at home than he does on the road. So slightly more here at the K. But still, 12 games at home, 12 games on the road. His ERA at home, 3.59. His ERA on the road, 7.15. That's a 3.5 run difference between home and road. Katie on the East Coast is curious why I didn't put Michael Massey on my list of next year, consistent ball players. Right? I'm guessing that's what you're talking about. Well, I don't think his bat has been consistent enough. Unfortunately, I don't. I mean, if you've listened to that, and Katie, I know you have, you know how I feel about Michael Massey. I've been cheering for this dude for years now. Love his game. And that's why I hate getting close to these ball players is because, man, it's just such a difficult sport. And my job is to call a spade a spade. And he just hasn't been consistent enough. Now, it's his first full big league season. Yeah, I'm excited to see what he looks like next year. But, no, I can't act as if he's an exclamation point right now. More of a question mark. Katie, always appreciate you listening. Royals lose 5-0. They're now 51 games below 500. But fret not, Cole Reagans is on the hill tomorrow. And Cole, you could just ask Brady Singer what this is like. The whole, we really need you to lead us to victory or else, man, we're staring down the barrel of a double-digit losing streak. Yeah, Brady Singer dealt with that all of last year. Cole, welcome to Kansas City. Buddy, we need you in a big way tomorrow. Cole Reagans takes the hill, game two of this three-game series, 7-10 for the first pitch. It's 6-10 day at the K. Carrington Harrison will throw out our first pitch, and then Garth Brooks will take the mound and throw out the first pitch. Nathan Williams, great job back there. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 6 o'clock. Royals and Pirates from the K. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Take care, Kansas City.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.